Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've asked a longtime member of Lifestyles Unlimited to join me on the radio today. And the reason we're doing this is so that you can get a perspective that actually goes back around 11 years. See, this gentleman joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2008. Now, if you don't remember what was going on in 2008 financially in this country, well, I'll just sum it up for you. It was a mess. It was bad. We had stock market corrections. We had the real estate market that had been artificially inflated to crazy price levels start to fall because of things that were going on in those financial markets. And then, of course, the stock market, not to be outdone, decided it was going to drop again. So 2008 was kind of like Armageddon for this country when it came to a lot of the basic financial assets that are out there. But in 2008, Mike decided he was going to join Lifestyles Unlimited at a time period where real estate prices were plummeting, where people were doing something called jingle keys. Don't remember jingle keys? Well, that's where, you know, people just, they had a home and they couldn't pay for it. And they just said, you know what? I'm out. They took the keys, they put it in an envelope, sealed the envelope, wrote an address on it, and mailed the keys back to the lender. They said, that's it. I'm out. I'm popping smoke. And it created a meltdown financially. So one of the reasons I want to have Mike on the show is he has a very interesting knowledge base about how the real estate industry has transitioned from 2008 to where we are today. So I've got a lot of great questions for him, and I hope Mike is prepared. So Mike, I'm going to welcome you to the show, and I've got a lot of great questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. So talk to me about what was going on in your life when you made that decision to check out this real estate stuff. What caused you to pull the trigger and become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, as you know, our story is a little bit different from a lot of people's. We actually joined Lifestyles as a possible career path for our son, John, who has gone on and done amazing things and is extremely successful. He's syndicated five deals and owns a lot of real estate. He's president of the Houston Apartment Association, just has had tremendous success. So when we joined Lifestyles, we joined as a possible career path for John.
So that's kind of an interesting approach. You put your children in the forefront. Why that decision?
Well, I've always said we kind of did things outside the box in our family. You know, I was raised by an entrepreneur. My dad started a steel business when I was 15 years old, and I worked in it since I was 15. My wife and I had five children. That's kind of outside the box. We homeschooled our kids. That's kind of outside the box. So we've just never been. I was not raised in a home where my dad, you know, had worked for somebody else. We didn't raise our kids to work for somebody else. We didn't just follow the herd. And when it came time for John to graduate high school, we just decided that maybe the traditional route of 4 years on a college campus was not the route we wanted to go. So we gave him an option and said we can start a business. And here we are.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard John's side of the story. Now I'm going to get the rest of the story. So when you were having these conversations with John, now he's 18 years of age. I mean, you know, so he's got a high school background. He's not been to college. He doesn't have a wealth of experience like you have. Was John giving you any pushback when you were talking about this concept of supporting him going forward?
No, not at all. You know, it was kind of fun because we were something we were kind of doing together. So I think he probably had some security there, I guess, if nothing else, because we did do it together at first. And you know, I don't know that there's a kid that graduates high school that is excited about four more years of school. So we didn't have any pushback at all, and we had a blast doing it together.
So tell me about the first deal that y'all acquired. Tell me about, you know, why that particular deal, and what was the potential for that deal to do for you?
I'm not sure if you're talking about single family or multi, so I'll just do both. I'll just tell you that we went to the 2-day seminar, the 2-day class, and we came out of that thing pretty fired up. And Sunday night, we actually found our first rent house the Sunday night after the class on the computer. We went home and we couldn't wait. We just started looking right away. That was our first single family home, of which we then bought about 8 of them. And our first multifamily deal, we did it for on the job. We did it as John's education. We did it for on the job training. Does that answer your question? I'm not sure what you were asking.
No, that totally answered the question. So the concept was you got involved with single family, and there was a purpose for that. And then you decided to migrate into multifamily, which was really designed to get John up and running in the business. And I think it's a brilliant approach. I think what you have done was very selfless and focused on what's important to you. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to Mike a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of investing. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I have Mike with me, and Mike's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2008. I mean, if you want to talk to somebody who has seen the cycles of real estate play out, a guy like Mike, well, he's seen it. I mean, he got involved with real estate investing back in 2008. And when we fast forward to today, he's had a lot of success. I think the biggest success that you have had, Mike, was positioning your son, John, for not a job, but for I don't know, what would you call the experience that you created for John to keep him from having to go to college and working in corporate America, or, you know, that stuff that you and I had to do?
Yeah, I just call it a career opportunity. You know, we gave him, I feel like we gave him a great opportunity, and then I feel like he made the absolute best of it. And, you know, as the dad, that's kind of what I feel like my job is. I'm going to give them the opportunity, and then it's up to them to, you know, hopefully I've raised them right and they can do something with it. So he's done tremendous with it.
So what were some of the things that you and John talked about in the beginning as you were formulating this plan to, you know, actually have him go out and buy the real estate and operate the real estate and position him for success?
Yeah, so obviously at first, John, when we joined Lifestyles, John is fresh out of high school. So he's in, you know, I didn't know anything about real estate. I knew a little bit about business because I've been in a family business for basically all my life. So I knew a little bit about business, didn't know anything about real estate. John didn't know anything about life. He didn't know anything about real estate or anything. And so at first, we just did everything together. I mean, we were a family that we had dinner all together every night or most nights. And real estate was the talk at the dinner table. We just had so much fun finding houses and looking at apartment complexes and, you know, deciding what we should do with this piece of property and this piece of property. It was just a blast for us. I don't know. We've always worked well together. John's always been a really great kid, and he's, you know, he's a smart guy and smart enough to know what he doesn't know and humble enough to ask questions. And he was pretty easy to work with. I don't want to spend the whole hour just touting John, but he's just done a great job.
You know, John is an inspiration, and it's not just for older guys like you and me. I mean, when I joined Lifestyles and I heard John's story, I was like, that's impressive. I'm really impressed by what this young man is doing. And then I got my 19-year-old son who joined with me, and I looked at him and I said, there's your mentor right there. There's the guy that's kind of blaze the path for you to follow. You probably ought to get to know him, at least have him know your name. Let's focus on you, Mike. Let's focus on how these investments have changed your life. So in 2008, you made that decision to do real estate. Those 8 single family houses that you purchased, what kind of results did you achieve by buying those 8 properties?
More than anything, what it did was just kind of gave us the confidence that, you know, we can do that. We will always own some form of residential real estate, just because you see things about it that are just like no other business. For one thing, it's very tangible. I like that fact that I could go put my hands on the house and you know, it was something that I could see and feel and touch. I like the fact that leases are a year at the longest. So if there's a big inflation deal, we kind of have a little hedge against that. We can, you know, we're locked into a rent for 1 year at the most. We can raise rents after that if inflation is a problem. Just so many things about the real estate world that I was discovering and I liked. Not the least of which was I just got kind of a high off of taking a piece of property and turning it into a nice home for somebody. So kind of those first single families just kind of really, really told us that man, this is possible, and it's a great business. It's not real complicated, man. You got a mortgage, you got taxes, you got insurance, you got a few repairs, and you got rent. See if the rent's bigger than those other things.
How important are your residents to you?
Well, they've always been important, and John has kind of carried that through it into his multifamily business. That his management team, he just drills that into them. And I think for that reason, this past year with all the COVID stuff, you know, bottom line is, if you had a tenant that didn't want to pay you in the last year, there's not a whole lot you could do about it. And he had, I'm not going to say he had none of those, but he had very few of those, and it's because he's kind of drilled into his people And because John cares, because we care, they're very important. You know, man, home was just a big deal to us. Our home life was big. And we just enjoyed providing good homes for people.
You know, I love the statement that you made where you said, you know, there's a high that you get taking a piece of property that's just in terrible shape and then breathing new life back into that. Expand on that a little bit for me. Tell me about, there's a good feeling when you accomplish that, is there not?
There really is, and it just kind of starts to snowball, because that's the key, or one of the keys to success in this business is doing that. So the more you do it, the more results you get from it, and the more results you get from it, the more you're able and want to do it again. You know, starting with single family, man, we were buying houses in 2008, and they were trash. We bought a house for $29,000. That's how trash this house was. And you know, we turned it into a nice place for somebody to live. And then when we bought not our first apartment, not the 50 unit that we ran ourselves, but the first syndicated deal we did, man, we walked onto this property and we just saw potential for families. We saw, man, we need to put a great playground here. We need to put a pavilion here. And it just, you know, it's just a kind of the mantra for us, for John.
Yeah. And then when you meet all the people that are interested in renting that property from you, you know, they show up and you say hi and everything, and then they walk inside and their eyes light up and they realize this is it. You don't have to do any selling at all. All you have to do is pull your lease out and get it filled out. And we come back from the break. I'm going to talk to Mike about lessons learned. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. You know, at the break, I was talking to Mike a little bit, and I shared with him something that I've never shared with him before, mainly because I've never really had an opportunity to meet Mike face to face. Now I've seen him at different events, but I've never had that opportunity to actually get over there and shake his hand and say, hey, my name is Al. So I kind of took that opportunity to do that at the break. And what I shared with Mike was a very, very important piece of information. And I'll share it with you right now. I told him that when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2017, and I learned the story of his son, John, who's a very impressive guy. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you will meet this 33-year-old wonder. And I call him a wonder. I mean, he's a guy just like you and me. He puts his pants on the same way and everything like that. But he has positioned himself at the age of 33 in a financial place that I was nowhere close to at the age of 33. So I have a lot of respect for what John accomplished. But I also know this. John received a ton of support from his family. As a matter of fact, they pretty much organized their investing strategy to kind of put John at the forefront, to have him take the lead, with Mike very closely behind, making sure that, you know, if there were any second or third level effects that got by John, he would be able to take care of them. And I told Mike this. When I joined, my 19-year-old son was sitting next to me, and we listened to the story of John. My son's name is John, too, so this might get a little confusing. So I told my John, hey, you know what? I will be like John, the other John's dad, and I will support you as much as I can to give you that opportunity to move forward. And my rationale is that I'm doing all this for my kids anyhow. Why not just build the business around them to start with? And that way I don't have to worry about anything with, you know, me dying and then lawyers getting involved in transfers of assets. What kind of conversations did you have with your John with regards to that strategy?
Before I answer that, I'll just tell you, I've made a lot of money helping John. So it's worked out pretty
good. I'm on board with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as I said, the conversations we would have were, there's no reason we can't do this. You know, I knew that John was going to succeed in whatever it was that he did. So let's try to hook him up in what seems to be maybe the best business we can figure out, the best business we can find right now. And real estate just has so much going for it. I'm not going to lie to you. John works hard. But you know what? He probably has breakfast with his family just about every morning, which I wasn't able to do. You know, he may be working after they go to bed at night, but just that flexibility and things that he has it's just been great. I don't know. I'm not really answering your question, but the conversations we had were all positive. There was nothing about this that we looked at and went, oh, that's too bad. You know, everything was a little better than we kind of anticipated. In fact, it was a lot better than we kind of anticipated. You know, when you hear the stories, you tend not to believe them, and turned out, at least for us, it worked out to be true.
So when you guys bought the 50-unit apartment community, this was the first multifamily deal that you guys acquired. Now, you guys acquired this as independent rental operators, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We bought that deal as basically on the job training for John. We bought a 50 unit complex, which is really not big enough to have staff. Especially with the rents as low as this place was, we put John in there as the manager for like the first 6 months, and just to kind of get his feet wet and learn. You know, it's like any business. You kind of got to. There's nothing like doing it. And he would call the mentors and the other lead investors or the other investors at Lifestyles or he would call. I am not exaggerating when I say 4 out of 5 days a week he was on the phone asking somebody some question, and everybody was absolutely so helpful and so cooperative, and it's not just because it was John. It's just the way it is at Lifestyle. You know, our heroes in the business were, you know, Emery and Scott and the other Scott and Jerry and guys that just owned, and I'm probably forgetting half a dozen of them, but guys that owned properties and were successful at them. And man, John would just call them. He would just call them and ask what was probably stupid questions, and they didn't think they were stupid at all, and they just helped him out. So we got lucky, and then we decided that part of John's education needed to be managing people. So we staffed that 50 unit apartment complex, which financially didn't make sense, but for our big picture goal, it did make sense. You know, for him to get a feel for hiring and firing people and all the things that go with managing people.
How long did you keep John in that role of day-to-day ops before you felt that he had a good command of the industry?
Yeah. I think we kept him there. I want to say it was 6 months. That was a long time ago. I don't remember. And let me tell you, this was not a great – this was a rough complex. I mean, you know, looking back, I sent my 19- or 20-year-old son to a place that I probably shouldn't have sent him. Because it was not an easy complex to manage. This was not a Class A. This was like a Class D minus, and it was pretty tough. So we, you know, looking back, but whatever. 2020 hindsight, it worked for us. He got an education and has done real well.
So when you guys decided to transition into being lead investors, how did you guys organize your business structure?
Yeah, that was a little tougher for us than it is for John now. You know, at the time we decided to syndicate our first deal, become a lead. You know, at this time John is 22, maybe 21 years old, we did not want to be dishonest with anybody at all. You know, everybody knew John is the lead. We were kind of co-lead. John is the one that's going to be in charge of operations at this property, you know, in this investment. And I will say, we had a little trouble raising money. The first deal we bought, we needed to raise just shy of $3 million. And, I mean, we ended up raising it, and the partners that we have in that deal are extremely grateful. But it was, you know, people had to put, there's no doubt about it, they had to put a little trust in us, because we just told them there's going to be a 21-year-old kid operating this property or being the property manager. We had staff, obviously. So I ended up investing a lot more money in that deal than I thought I was going to have to. And I'm so glad I did, because it's, I mean, the returns, I don't know if you want me to give return numbers or not, but
only if you're comfortable with it.
Well, I won't tell you how much I've got invested in it, but I'll tell you this, that the property, if you take the amount of distributions we've had and divide it by the almost 10 years we've had it, it's an average annual return of 36%, and it's been crazy successful. And that's an annual return. That's not a cumulative return. That's an annual return. So, you know, I wish I'd have sold my house and put it in there, but anyway, we structured the deal with about, I think we got 12 partners on that deal, and each one of those investors, I think, is, or most of them, have invested in every deal John's done.
Yeah, and they should, because John is the guy that gets results. Hey, we come back from the break. We're going to get into some insider information. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dale Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So, you know, when I left the last segment, I said that Mike and I were going to share some insider information with you. And in most people's minds, they go, ooh, we're going to get that. They start thinking about the stock market, right? Because, you know, insider trading is like bad juju. There are people that probably do it. They get away with it, but there are people that do it that get caught too. And the thing is, it's the people that get caught that you hear about that makes you go, man, I don't want to do any of this insider information stuff, because I don't want to spend the rest of my life in a 4x8 room. So let me make it easy for you. In real estate, we really don't have any insider information to share in Lifestyles Unlimited. And here's why. Because we share information with each other. We do. There are no secrets within our organization. If we have somebody that finds a better way to do things, they're not going to hoard that information. No, what they're going to do is they're going to spread the news so that the rest of us can benefit from that experience or from that discovery. Yeah, which is totally different to what you're doing right now in your job working for your organization. You will not go over to your competitor and share any information. If you go over and share any information with your competitor, you will be fired and maybe prosecuted, depending on how everything plays out. But Lifestyles Unlimited, man, we just don't roll that way, do we, Mike?
No, here's some examples. Here's some insider information for you. We don't pick our own paint colors. We hire somebody to do that because somebody in Lifestyle said, hey, you know what? We're crappy at picking paint colors. I found somebody that'll come over as a designer, and for a few hundred dollars, they'll tell us what color to paint our property. Or here's another example. In your laundry room, normally you lease your laundry machines. And we had somebody in Lifestyles that said, I wonder what it looks like to own those. So they tried owning them. No, that didn't work out too well. So we're not going to do that. It's better to lease them. You know, we get that kind of inside information on a weekly basis just from talking with each other and asking questions. So there's your insider information.
Man, I'll take it. I will take it. I mean, I just learned two things one thing that I didn't know. I didn't know about the leasing versus buying the washing machine. So that's good information. And the paint color thing? Yeah. I'm there with you because most of us that are investors are guys. We do have women that are doing extremely well, and they're better at the paint color selections than we are. True?
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the neat thing. That guy spent $200 to have that designer say, paint it red and gray. What are we going to do, Mike?
Yeah, then everybody's going to paint it red and gray.
Red and gray. Yeah, it's like okay, that's what works, right? And really, that's what we're trying to do within our community is we are all focused on trying to get to that place of retirement. So here's the question I've got for you, Mike. When you joined Lifestyles Unlimited, did you feel that you met our definition of retirement? In other words, you had enough passive income coming in that it met or exceeded your ordinary expenses of life?
You mean at the time?
At the time.
No. You know, my situation is different from a lot of people's, and I own my own business going into this in a family business and still am active in that business. I'm kind of semi-retired, but still active in that business. So as far as going into the business to get me a lifestyle, joining Lifestyles in order to obtain a lifestyle for myself, that was not one of the goals. My two goals were a place to invest the money and a career path for John. Have I replaced my income with real estate income? No, but I've been blessed beyond anything I can imagine. I've got a large income from our other business. So for me, it's not that way. But you know what? As my other business kicks off profits, it sure is nice to know what to do with them, to have a place to put them, to know where I want to invest that money for my kids and their kids and their kids.
You know, I think you just described a family office.
I did. And you know what's funny is I had never heard of a family office prior to Curtis Haynes and some of the guys at Lifestyles talking about it 3 or 4 years ago. And that's exactly what I've described. And that's exactly where we are. And Lifestyles and real estate, it's a big, big part of it.
So talk to me about the concept of working on your business versus working in your business.
Yeah. So We had just sort of begun that process in my other business, I'm going to say, when we joined Lifestyles. And that's one of the things that I liked about Lifestyles is so many of the things Dell taught were things that, man, I just totally agreed with. I was reading the books that Dell was recommending before I ever came to Lifestyles. I'll tell you a quick story. Our family business, we came close to selling it a couple of years before we joined Lifestyles. We didn't sell it. When we backed out of that deal, we got our attorney and our banker and our CPA and everybody together, and we asked them, what should a company like us do? And they basically said, somebody with a different last name than y'all needs to start making some of the decisions around here. And it was like hitting us upside the head with a 2x4, you know, because we were definitely working in the business and not on the business. And so when I joined Lifestyles and I heard that phrase, it just really clicked, you know. I'm not saying that I wasn't kind of already heading down that path, because we were, but it just reinforced it. It reinforced all the things that I had learned that had made us successful in a different business.
Who would have thought that learning how to invest correctly in real estate assets would have a profound effect in the steel industry?
Yeah, the steel business is easy. The real estate business is easy. If you've got the right mindset and treat people right, and that's kind of where we're at.
So how big's that portfolio right now, Mike? What do you got in that thing?
Oh, let's see. We've got, with John has, he's been the lead in five different properties, I think, somewhere. Five properties, got a sixth one under contract now, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,400 units. I'm actually a passive in a couple other deals with some lifestyle leads that totals about 500 units. So I don't know, what does that make, 2,000 units, 2,200 units, something like that?
I think the technical term is bunches.
Yeah, a bunch. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Don't start asking me questions that only John can answer. But
fair enough, my friend. Fair enough.
I told you, I just keep powder dry until John finds another deal, and then we invest with John. So
there you go. I mean, because you found your horse, right?
That's it. That's exactly right. And I've got money invested with a couple other leads at Lifestyles, and they're doing very well. So I don't want to make it sound like John's the only one. It just works out good for us.
Yeah, I mean, you got a little bit of insider information too, right?
There you go.
It's helpful. Won't land you in jail. That's even better. So, Mike, yep. You've built this beautiful portfolio of a couple thousand units of multifamily. Do you still have any of those single families, or did you dispose of those already?
No, we do not. I have another son who's 22, and he actually works in the steel business with me. But he owns a couple of single families that I've kind of helped him with. So we'll see where that goes. But I've told Dell this before that I don't really care whether the rest of my kids do what John did, but all of them want to and will own some sort of residential real estate. And in fact, they've all got a little bit of money invested with John, not enough to spit on, but something. And then one of my sons has bought a couple houses. I've got two daughters that are both chomping at the bit too. And my youngest is in school yet. So all my family will invest in real estate, no doubt about it.
What's the lifestyle like for you right now?
Oh, it's pretty dang good.
All right.
He said John's my horse, and he is, and in the real estate business, and then I just like to surround myself with people that are smarter than I am, and that's not real hard to do, but I surround myself with people that are smarter than me, and I go into my office two or three days a week, mostly because I want to, and it's just been a part of my life since I was 15. And I enjoy it. So I kind of go in on my terms. It's fun when I get together with John because we have conversations that probably most 60 and 32 year old fathers and sons don't have. And we talk about deals
Mike, I got to cut you off because we're at the end of the show, but I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your information. And if you want to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.